Good morning to heads of states or government, distinguished guests, chairman and the co-chairman, friends, ladies and gentlemen. With great pleasure, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Joint Secretariat of the Food and Agricultural Organization and the WHO for having convened this global gathering to ensure the commitments of member states in controlling multiple challenges of malnutrition in the next decade. Despite global declining undernutrition prevalence worldwide, many countries, including Malaysia, are still encountered with the double burden of malnutrition. Whilst we recognize the continued existence of undernutrition in some countries, many developing and middle-income countries are now facing an escalating epidemic of obesity. The epidemic of obesity that has developed over the past 30 years is one of the largest epidemics in the history of mankind, posing a great challenge for healthcare systems around the globe. As recognized in the current draft Rome Declaration, socio-economic and environmental changes can have impact on dietary and physical activity patterns, leading to a higher susceptibility to obesity and non-communicable diseases through increasing sedentary lifestyles and consumption of foods that are high in fat, sugars, and sodium. Malaysia, for example, in becoming a more industrialized economy, has moved from being a physically active economy to a sedentarily active economy. Physical activity is seen more as a recreation, thus making this not as accessible to the lower income groups. It is also seen that some communities indulge in eating and perhaps see this as the only recreation. On the other hand, development of food industrialization increases the availability of processed foods in the market as well as fast foods. Apart from its genetic origin, we see that the predominant driver to obesity is environment. Whilst personal responsibility to prevent obesity is important, the role of governments to frame policies to encourage and support the adoption of healthier lifestyle choices must be realized. Otherwise, the chances of possibly halting or reversing the obesity epidemic looks bleak. At the recent 66th World Health Assembly, the Global Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases for 2013 to 2020 was adopted, with a global target of 25% reduction in premature deaths due to NCDs by the year 2020. Therefore, comprehensive and strong policy options are greatly warranted to effectively address NCDs, especially obesity. As regards to this, Malaysia has found that the comprehensive policy recommendations in the WHO Global Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of Obesity, NCDs, are useful in monitoring the national or country NCD policy agendas. The political leadership and commitments in achieving the whole of government action is critical and pivotal in progressing the NCD agenda. Thus, for the policy and regulatory interventions to be successful and effectively executed at the country level, national prioritization of the policy recommendations for each member state must also take into consideration input from the respective stakeholders and feasibility acceptance from the civil society apart from the existence of scientific evidence. There has been a great significant development of nutrition throughout the world since ICN-1 in 1992. I believe many member states have developed their respective national plan for actions for nutrition. The Ministry of Health in Malaysia, in collaboration with other agencies, has formulated the National Plan of Action for Nutrition of Malaysia, and in the National Plan, strategies and activities have been co-designed and co-implemented to address the issues of unhealthy eating and inactive living. Incorporating nutrition objectives and considerations into national development policies and programs as a foundation strategy has seen success in nutrition development in Malaysia. Policies and activities of the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with other government and non-government agencies, have lent considerable social support for nutrition of infants and young children, as seen in the provision of breastfeeding facilities at workplace and paid maternity and paternity leaves. The adoption of the baby-friendly hospital initiative since 1993 and the provision of the Code of Ethics for the marketing of infant foods and related products to protect promote and support breastfeeding had contributed to the increasing over-breast weight rates. Appropriate complementary feeding is very much integrated into the maternal and child health services. The collaboration with the Ministry of Education had seen the formulation of activities of the school canteen guidelines, school milk program, supplementary feeding program, and the obesity control program amongst school children through My Body Fit and Fabulous initiatives. The most recent initiatives to educate the community on healthy eating include the establishment of nutrition information centers, healthy community kitchens, healthy cafeterias, healthy catering, and healthy eating during festive seasons. Nutrition for the elderly and people with special needs are advocated through elevated relevant institutions through proper menu planning and teaching of caretakers. Currently, Malaysia is in the midst of framing the 11th Malaysia Plan, and control of non-communicable diseases will be enhanced through the strengthening of the primary healthcare services with emphasis on community empowerment. Malaysia will be working towards creating a more healthy ecosystem through core strategic actions across sectors for a co-benefit health outcome, sharing responsibilities through public-private partnerships in creating a more healthy ecosystem should be part of country's development efforts. In concluding, Mr. Chairman, in the presentations yesterday, global leaders have emphasized the need to strike a healthy balance between the economics of food production and the social imperatives of achieving the zero hunger target, and the need to ensure not only adequate amount of food supply, but adequate amount of nutritious food supply is available. This paradigm shifts to incorporate the much-needed nutritional quotient to the complex cycle of food production will be our next major challenge. With those words, I thank you very much.